The Wizard in the Woods, written by Jean Ewer and read by Brian Catt.
Chapter 1. Ben Muzzy caught his breath in excitement and pulled his yellow cloak tightly around him as he stood at the foot of the steps and gazed up at the large building in front of him. There was a sign over the front door which said, Grand Order of Wizards. Each letter was made up of thousands of coloured stars, all winking and blinking and flashing. Ben Muzzy had been inside the building only once before. That was when he had taken his very first examination in simple magic and been enrolled as a second-class junior wizard. He had been given a yellow cloak and a tall black hat, like a church steeple, and a book of easy spells, and he had taken his wizard's oath. I promise to be a good wizard, to honour and obey the wizard of all the wizards, and to do my best to help people. I will cast no spells except good spells, and I will not meddle with black magic. That had been a whole year ago. Since then, Ben Muzzy had been studying very hard and working for a grand high wizard called Wallybar. Wallybar had a first-class junior wizard working for him as well as Ben Muzzy. The first-class junior was called Podnock. He thought himself rather superior and tended to boss Ben Muzzy. It was always Podnock who bagged all the really interesting tasks, such as stirring the magic cauldron or feeding the black cat. Ben Muzzy was not allowed anywhere near the black cat. Black cats are temperamental animals, quite capable of going off their spells for days on end and simply sitting, sulking. What Ben Muzzy's work mainly consisted of was collecting owls' feathers and four-leafed clovers for Wallybar's spells, or of cleaning the magic cauldron or polishing the magic wand. He enjoyed doing these things, but he did sometimes grow a little impatient.
"Always the same with you young wizards," grumbled Wallybar, "always wanting to magic before you can spell."
One day, quite by accident, Ben Muzzy had changed Podnock into a black beetle and been unable to change him back again. Wallybar had been very cross indeed, and so had Podnock afterwards. It had taken him and two other Grand High Wizards several hours to change Podnock back from being a black beetle to being a junior wizard. They had had to use 6 tons of acorns and form a magic circle with 3 black cats in the centre, and Wallybar had burnt a hole in his new cauldron. After that, Ben Muzzy had been told he must practice no spells on other people unless he was under supervision. Podnock said that if he wanted to change himself into a black beetle or a string of frog spawn, he was quite welcome to do so, but there would be trouble if he changed Podnock into anything else.
"Even if it's something nice like a treacle tart, I'm working very hard," said Podnock, "and I haven't got the time to waste being changed into things. Just go away quietly by yourself and practice white rabbits."
"White rabbits is too easy," complained Ben Muzzy. "Anyone can produce rabbits from top hats."
"You can't," retorted Podnock. "I was watching you the other day and one of yours had bright blue whiskers."
"It was meant to have," said Ben Muzzy, but Podnock only jeered and said,
"Rabbit with blue whiskers."
"If you want to grow up to be a senior wizard," said Wallybar sternly, "you'll have to take a bit more care than that."
Today, Ben Muzzy was going to take extra special care because today was the day when second-class junior wizards all over the land had to sit to their exams. If they passed them, they became first-class junior wizards, which was what Ben Muzzy wanted more than anything in the world. Being a first-class wizard meant you could wear a lovely bright green cloak, like Podnock, instead of this horrible yellow thing, which showed everyone immediately that you were still only a beginner. A puff of smoke appeared at Ben Muzzy's side, and a senior wizard stepped out of it.
"What's this?" said the senior wizard. "Examination day?"
Ben Muzzy nodded shyly.
"Scared?"
asked the senior wizard.
"A bit," said Ben Muzzy.
The senior wizard laughed.
"Nothing to be scared of. Just think before you spell. Best of luck, young wizard."
Then he folded his cloak around him, nodded his head, and flew carelessly off up the flight of steps and in through the front door.